my important piece of advice is to keep on investing and maybe even invest more. And a lot of people are shocked by that, and I think it's because they have a tough time separating the results of what they've done in the past, separating that from what could be the potential results of what they do now. And let me just give you a very simple example. And let's just look at an individual stock. And as we know, the price of individual stocks in some cases have been just decimated for certain companies. So suppose you're looking at a company, it was selling for $100 a share. It's been decimated. It's down to $90 a share. If you owned it at $100, you're miserable. But suppose you buy it today. You're still working. You're a federal employee. You can postpone your retirement. You're still investing. You buy today, it's $10, and then it goes up to $20. Well, for the person that bought it at $100, they're still down 80%. For the person who bought it today and they're only down 10%, they've seen the value of their investment go up to increase 100%. Their investment doubled. So if you're buying today when things are low, you know, even if things don't get back to where they were, you could still see tremendous appreciation in your investments.
And speaking of investment, that's a good strategy. And a lot of people are thinking about postponing retirement. And that might be easier for federal workers since they tend to be more white-collar types of office jobs. But I was reading, I think Business Week had a good roundup the other day on retirement strategies, and they said postponing the retirement is probably not a great idea for most people. Do you agree?
No, I don't agree at all, and I don't know why they would say that.
Yeah, why did they say that?
Well, they said most people, when they get to that point, will realize that they don't really want to, and the job might be beyond what they're physically capable of doing.
Oh, well, that's one reason, but the financial reasons probably are what you're talking about, Art.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, if you're able to continue doing your job and the federal government lets you do that, the easiest, cheapest, simplest financial strategy how to deal with the current recession is to keep working and wait till the recession's over, see what the value of your TSP investments and other investments are, see what the values are of your other investments, see what your pension is, see what your annuity is, what your Social Security payment is, and then think about retiring. And, you know, among other things, if you postpone retirement between the ages of 62 and 70, for FERS employees, it means they can postpone taking Social Security, and they get an incredibly generous increase in their Social Security payment for each year they postpone taking it from 62 to 70. It's about an 8% increase each year that you postpone starting those Social Security payments, leaves you in a much better position for a long-term retirement.
So you're talking about really maxing out on 401k contributions for people that can afford to, really going to that full, is it 15,000?
Yeah, it's a little more than that. It's 16,000. It's more, a little more than 16 now. But the thing, it's not just that. I mean, people need to not just invest. They need to get long-term care insurance. They need to see if they should refinance their mortgages, eliminate, of course, all their credit card debt, increase their emergency funds. Well, some of these, you know, are expensive, and it may take away from maxing out your TSP contributions, but you're still preparing yourself for retirement. And to me, if you postpone retirement, you know, for someone who doesn't hate their job, that's an easy decision. And I think most people are physically able to continue doing their jobs between the ages of, you know, 62 and 70.
Yeah, I think the question for a lot of people is if you wanted to climb the Matterhorn, you might be able to do it at 62, 63. At 70, it might start to get a little harder.
Yeah, I know it, but you can still go to Provence and drink coffee.
Hey, now you're talking
coffee.
My language.
You know, life's full of choices, Tom.
Yeah, you know.
You have to postpone the Matterhorn to make sure you don't run out of money and just go to Provence and drink coffee.
Or maybe L'Aquila in Italy and help rebuild some of that charming old city.
Or if you're really broke, climb the Matterhorn and jump off. Go out in a blaze of glory.
Art, good advice, despite Tom's cynicism.
Tom, I think you're right. For those people who retire early, and because they want to go mountain climbing, they may end up wanting to climb the Matterhorn and jump off.